Well, hello there, and welcome aboard. This would be FlameFlash.net Podcast, episode 220. And we're jumping straight into things. Mordecai went to bed early. I should probably be in bed. It's later than usual, but, you know, in related gaming, I was playing Civ with Sword Agent Jet. We're actually recording next weekend's podcast ahead of time because it's Thanksgiving weekend. And we fully intended to record something for, well, you'll see when it hits. But be that as it may, we were enjoying playing some Civ. So what have we been playing? Civ is definitely one of the things we've been playing. Accordingly, well, I'm still playing Civ. So, it's phenomenal, still. I think here, I'm just trying to figure out where to send my units that they can be safe and sound. Might as well flip over now that it's loaded. So otherwise, we've been playing World of Warcraft some. And let's see here. Civ, World of Warcraft. And then Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Shredder's Revenge, which is phenomenal. I am loving it. I was shocked at how good it is, frankly. Just shocked. It's fantastic. So, there you have it. I can't really think of any others that I'm currently have played or am playing. So I think I'll leave it at that. It looks like on this particular save, we just recently scored being capable of going across the ocean, so that's cool. And we're out exploring pretty heavily. But I'm going to launch right into like the politics because, well, there's a lot to cover in this last week. It was busy. Just the news in general, I suppose. I'm participating now in the Dig beta. And so I'm being gifted, thanks to that, a lot more news than I otherwise would be getting. So that's fun. It's been fun getting or being in the Dig beta and being able to literally dig into what's going on. I've been enjoying that. Trying to figure out if there's anybody I can befriend or harass with this privateer, but it doesn't really look like it at the moment. I guess that's okay. I'll send one, but first things first, if you didn't notice, maybe I shouldn't be trying to talk right now after all, but Cloudflare, there we go, did go and be dumb this week. So now we've had like AWS, we've had Cloudflare, just everybody is going full knocked down. Even so far as there being a down detector for down detect, it's getting that bad recently. It's kind of funny, but it's also annoying that we're so disturbingly dependent upon everybody else, like the cloud, that we can be hit this hard. It's unfortunate. Very unfortunate. And annoying, frankly. I have no idea where I am on this game. Looks like I'm doing pretty well. Have some science in Age of Exploration on Civ 7 is really frustrating because of the specialists and building up specialists and being so dependent on that piece. But here we are. I think I'll go ahead and build another missionary, however. But Cloudflare went down. It was a problem, just like AWS went down before it, and then Azure also had problems. But we are becoming way too dependent as an internet of things on just these few services. It's a little disturbing, frankly, in my opinion. It just, the internet's magic was that it was supposed to be decentralized. And here we are, about as far from being decentralized as possible. It's a bit annoying. I don't know why that guy wanted my attention again. I'd send him off in a certain direction. But so be it. For those listening to the audio only, when it comes back around, I am playing Civ as well. So that's just a thing. Speaking of data, just to say on the topic of data, DoorDash got hit by a data breach. So if you're a DoorDasher, I live in the middle of nowhere. And while I work somewhere that would allow me to DoorDash, I've never bothered to have it or look into getting it. So I'm doing okay. DoorDash does not have any of my data to misplace. And I'm thankful for that, frankly. Civ 7 added the privateer, so I'm actually going to send some of these boats out and shield that. But DoorDash's breach has usernames, emails, home addresses. Home addresses. So if you have a standard username, like myself, where, you know, I'm Flame Flash everywhere. So with that data being leaked, you could, if I was a DoorDasher, you could find me. It's just that simple. And unfortunate. I'm going to get rid of the game sound, actually. I thought I wanted it, but I don't. So, just watch your data. As usual with data breaches, be very, very wary of those that reach out to you. It's going to get messy. And that's frustrating. Very frustrating. But yeah, I might as well send a merchant out. So watch out. It was a social engineering thing too. So, you know, somebody just fell for a breach and that was that. It looks like this was back on October 25th, and customers only started getting warnings around November 13th. So it's already been a while since the Dash claim occurred, which is also unfortunate and rude. They should have told their customers sooner than them. And I think because I'm tired, I'm flying through these a little bit faster. Plus, Mordecai isn't here. Just hopping around a little bit, Amazon has greenlit Oh, well, that's rude. They dispersed a people that I was trying to befriend. But Amazon has greenlit a new Stargate. So I guess at some point Amazon bought out MGM. I clearly have not been paying attention to that. But when they did, they also got the rights to Stargate, which is pretty cool. I like Stargate. Stargate's one of those that it's an underappreciated sci-fi series, in my opinion. It needs more love, and I'm glad to see it getting more love. So, there you have it. Why I'm sending out more culture, actually, when clearly I have enough, is a mystery to me, but so be it. Actually, I will send out two more for those boats that are going out there. But I love that idea. It's not going to be a reboot. It's more of the universe. It's a continuing of the universe. So thank you for that, guys. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens. What comes next? I keep telling them to go north, and they're just not going north. That's weird. Because you have the main line, and with Richard Dean Anderson, you have Stargate Atlantis, which was also a lot of fun. And you have Stargate Universe. I really liked Stargate Universe. I understand that the fan base is split on that particular one. I really valued it. So, that's just me. I could create a privateer and just kind of harass things in this little happy section. I think I should. Better not be rude to that one. Guess we'll see. Next up, and we're kind of going through the non-political to end then on the political. Next up, therefore, is that raccoons are starting to show signs of domestication. That's pretty cool. Wild, but I'm not surprised, frankly. No, oops, I should have tried that city over there. You I'm befriending. The solo games are so much more straightforward than the playing with Sword Agent games. It's funny. But they're evolving, the raccoons are evolving a shorter snout, and which is a telltale feature of other domesticated animals. So in another few generations, we might be seeing cats, dogs, and raccoons, which is very interesting to think about. Okay, I think that leaves politics. And like I said, because Mordecai is not here, I'm just kind of flying through. The first thing off is, you know how there are those various influencers on social media, that they say they're, for instance, a proud patriot or other such nonsense. Well, over on X, they just released about this account feature. Pausing for drink, sorry. So that tells you when they joined, how often they've changed their username, and how they downloaded the X app. And then a bunch of them showed up as being created overseas. So these proud American patriot accounts that were all speaking in favor of Trump were, in fact, not even from the United States. Like, why are you guys trying to involve yourselves? So clearly, these were instead accounts intended to attack, really, manipulate our process, the system. So, good job, Elon, on releasing that information. Pleasantly surprised you did. Very pleasantly surprised. But it should help crack down on some of these accounts too, because, well, if they're there, they're going to get called out on the fact that they're not real accounts. So, for example, I guess there is a MAGA Nation X, for example. They're quoted as being a patriot voice for the people, we the people, and they're based in Eastern Europe. Or an Ivanka News with a million followers. And they're based in Nigeria. Like always, you really just have to be following with a grain of salt, like anything else. And this kind of thing encourages that and allows you to do so stronger, easier. So I appreciate it. But I think that's about it for that one. The Obamacare tax credits that, the Republicans promised to look into. Well, Trump has literally said, don't waste your time on it. He'd only support sending the money directly back to the people. What does that even mean? I think he's talking about this weird random idea of his of sending tariff money back to the American citizens. One, those tariff numbers and the income from it are coming in lower than was expected. So the money that he thinks is there just isn't. But two, that's going to cause inflation. The entire reason that we didn't get the additional subsidies that we wanted to from Biden were because people were afraid it would cause more inflation. Wow, this town is going to be a problem. I wanted them to be able to produce a bunch of stuff, and yet I can't. Here, we'll give you a little bit of a boost. That's about as much a boost as I'm willing to give. We'll try to give this town a bit more of a boost with more food growth. Settlement not connected. I know. I can't build more. Oh, well. But like I was saying, it causes inflation. The entire reason a Democrat senator voted against doing another, I'm lacking the word, but another boost to the economy of just direct payments out was the fear of inflation. That's why we only got the one COVID check when they were pushing to send out a second one. Would have been super appreciated for those that spend it wisely, but there are others out there that are going to not spend it wisely. It's just the way of things. So, yeah. Wise spending? Not so much sometimes. I wish it was the case. But sending money directly to the citizenry, they're either going to pay off debt or buy something that they've been waiting on buying, and it's going to cause inflation somewhere, like the used car market. During COVID, when everybody was receiving those COVID checks, went wild, absolutely wild. And it's because everybody was buying a used car. They suddenly had an extra bit of money in their bank accounts, and they went out and spent it. Inflation will increase if there's sending money directly back to the people. The idea of a tax credit would protect us from that kind of thing. But naturally, that's not what he's going to do, because he wants that free advertisement of, I have sent the money. I get to sign a thing or advertise that I have signed a thing, and everybody now gets the benefit. That's what he's looking for, is that marketing stunt. He's not looking to actually help anybody. He wants that, oh, look, I did a thing. Of course, he caused the problem in the first place. But I did a thing. I'm helping you directly. That's what he's aiming at. So, frustrating. Not actually going to help people this way. So the Justice Department is moving to block California's Proposition 50. It's so blastedly hypocritical that it's crazy. So the Trump administration says, oh yeah, if it benefits Republicans, you states should do it. Indiana, Missouri, Texas. Gerrymander your to your heart's content so that it benefits the Republican Party. But Democrats, if you do it, no, I'm going to sue you for that. What? Now, the Republican Party is notoriously supposed to be the party of states' rights, I thought. So the fact that they're not caring about what the people think and voted for, it's just mind-boggling to me. The Supreme Court has already stepped out in precedent and said gerrymandering for the sake of a political party's gain is constitutional. What is not constitutional is if said gerrymandering is clearly being done on race grounds. So now the question becomes, and here's a segue, is Texas's map based on racial grounds or legitimate political grounds? So the reason I ask that is because one federal judge has stepped out and said, there's a problem here, which is absolutely hilariously ironic. You know, just wait, what? This is a problem? I'm highly amused. So is it a political question or is it a racial question? California hasn't even published a map yet. So I don't know. I just don't know. And we have some kind of bot in the chat, it looks like. Hi, how you doing there? Stream manager. Band. Goodbye. So anyway, where was I? Ah, the federal court. So we'll have to wait and see where that goes. California kind of needs to actually publish their map before the courts can do any sort of ruling on if it is a legal gerrymandering or not. So the fact that the Trump administration tried to jump out and go, no, this isn't fair, even before that happened, is just plain old funny. The party of states' rights is yet again being bent out of shape about states' rights. The hypocrisy. Now, speaking of taking things with a grain of salt, CDC data confirms the U.S. is 2 months away from losing measles elimination status. This is published by Ars Technica. But the CDC is compromised right now. So I am hopeful that this data is wrong in some way, shape, or form, but we just don't know. We'll have to wait and see. We'll need others to chime in on the matter. And go from there. It's heartbreaking if that's the case. I hope it's not. It probably is. Because vaccines don't cause autism, you blankety blank fools. I don't want to get an explicit tag. Not that I swear much anyway. It's mind-boggling to me that it's even a question. Absolutely, utterly mind-boggling. Last but not least, because we're nearing the end of what I have. Well, that's rude. We have foreign missionaries bugging one of my cities. But last but not least, Trump is gutting federal protections for whistleblowers. So he's pressing to make it harder for whistleblowers to actually blow a whistle. Now, naturally, we're not talking about the literal people trying to blow whistles. More, you know, hey, there's something wrong going on here. There's something illegal going on here kind of whistleblowing. It's problematic. So a new rule that effectively eradicates congressionally approved whistleblower protection. Congress has passed several laws, and this is a New Republic article, since the 1970s extending protections. And they are trying to put in a rule that says it excludes senior employees from legal protections that prohibit U.S. government agencies from retaliating against whistleblowers. Well, it's the upper ranking echelon that would have access to that data in the first place. So they're purposefully trying to gut it. And ruin it. Which, I mean, doesn't surprise me because they're probably doing a lot of illegal things. I mean, it's just been questionable how much of what they're doing is legal, period. So there you have it. Ooh, that fellow's going to get attacked by a lot. And I'm going to send this one back home. We're working on it. We're getting there. But that, my friends, was episode 220. The weekend before Thanksgiving. I hope everybody travels safely. I hope everybody has a good Thanksgiving. I hope everybody rests up and gets to enjoy time with whoever they happen to choose spending time with. So with that, feel free to engage in the chat when it's there. Otherwise, write in at podcast@flameflash.net, or you can leave a comment on various blog spaces. We have the RSS feed for the podcast itself. You can leave a comment on YouTube in this video, or on the main flameflash.net blog where this is getting posted. We'll be here in your comments and insights and thoughts. So, without further ado, I am going to sign off for now. Remember, freedom and autonomy are the right of all sentient beings. Take care.